Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Equitable Tolling and Federal Torts Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On December 10, 2014, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in two related cases, United States v. Wong and United States v. June. In United States v. Wong, the question is whether the six-month time bar for filing suit in federal court under the Federal Tort Claims Act, 28 U.S.C. Section 2401B, is subject to equitable tolling. In U.S. v. June, the question is whether the two-year time limit for filing an administrative claim with the appropriate federal agency under the Federal Tort Claims Act, 28 U.S.C. Section 2401B, is subject to equitable tolling. To discuss the case, we have Professor Paul Figley, who is the Associate Director of the Legal Writing and Rhetoric Program at the American University Washington College of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Figley.
This morning, the Supreme Court heard arguments in United States v. June and United States v. Wong, two cases in which the Ninth Circuit had held that the doctrine of equitable tolling applied to suits under the Federal Tort Claims Act. The Federal Tort Claims Act, or the FTCA, is the waiver of sovereign immunity that allows people to sue the federal government for torts. It has two statutes of limitations, both set out in 28 U.S.C. Section 2401B, which provides, quote, a tort claim against the United States shall be forever barred unless it is presented in writing to the appropriate federal agency within 2 years after such claim accrues, or unless action is begun within 6 months after the date of mailing of final denial of the claim by the agency to which it was presented. So, an FTCA plaintiff must file an administrative claim within 2 years of when a cause of action accrues and file suit within 6 months of the date on which that administrative claim is denied. The issue before the court is whether these FTCA statute of limitations are subject to equitable tolling. Equitable tolling is the doctrine that excuses a person from suing within a statute of limitations period when there is some good reason that he or she failed to do so. In June, the administrative claim was filed 5 years after the auto accident. In Wong, the plaintiff failed to file suit within 6 months of the denial of her administrative claim. In both cases, plaintiffs asserted that they had good excuses for not meeting the FTCA's limitations period, and the Ninth Circuit held that the FTCA statute of limitations are subject to equitable tolling. The Supreme Court granted certiorari to review those decisions. Today's arguments focused on a 1990 decision, Irwin v. Department of Veterans Affairs, where the court laid out a general rule to govern the applicability of equitable tolling in suits against the government. It held, quote, that the same rebuttable presumption of equitable tolling applicable to suits against private defendants should also apply to suits against the United States. Congress, of course, may provide otherwise if it wishes to do so, close quote. The issue whether the FTCA falls under that general rule is complicated by the court's 2008 decision in John R. Sand and Gravel Company versus United States. There, the court held that the Court of Claims statute of limitations requires sua sponte consideration of a lawsuit's timeliness, despite the government's waiver of the issue. I quote now, the question presented is whether a court must raise on its own the timeliness of a lawsuit filed in the Court of Federal Claims, despite the government's waiver of the issue. We hold that the special statute of limitations governing the Court of Federal Claims requires that sua sponte consideration. In John R. Sand and Gravel, the court explained what it had done in Irwin. Quote, Irwin adopted a rebuttable presumption of equitable tolling. That presumption seeks to produce a set of statutory interpretations that will more accurately reflect Congress' likely meaning in the mine run of instances where it enacted a government-related statute of limitations. But the word rebuttable means that the presumption is not conclusive. The court held that equitable tolling is not available for the Court of Claims statute of limitations. And John R. said, I'm quoting again, prior to 1948, the statute said that every claim cognizable by the Court of Claims shall be forever barred unless filed within 6 years of the time that it first accrues, close quote. That's the same language that is used in the FTCA statute of limitations. And as counsel for the United States argued, it was taken directly from the Tucker Act that gave rise to the Court of Federal Claims. And the FTCA filled the void in the Tucker Act, which had waived sovereign immunity for many kinds of claims, but explicitly not for torts. So, the government argued today that Congress' use of the exact same language from the Tucker Act and the sovereign immunity concerns that led to the conclusion in John R. Sand and Gravel that the statute of limitations was jurisdictional and could not be waived apply here to cut off any argument that equitable tolling is available under the FTCA statute of limitations. Plaintiffs had several responses. One, the Irwin presumption is much stronger than the government argues and should apply here. Two, tort plaintiffs are less likely to be represented by counsel than are plaintiffs with contract claims against the government. And implicitly, stare decisis is more important in contract than in tort. And three, the language of the FTCA makes the United States liable under circumstances where a private person would be liable under state law, and that analysis should carry over to equitable tolling principles. Questioning from the court showed concern for the practical effects of its decisions. Justice Ginsburg raised concerns about whether the FTCA statute of limitations is jurisdictional, as the court has come to define that term. Justice Breyer repeatedly raised concerns that a decision rejecting equitable tolling here would require the court to make piecemeal, statute-by-statute decisions about whether equitable tolling is available.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.